You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, I hope you guys have your throw-up buckets ready for this video because we're going to be talking about washed-up, retired, America-hating, former USWNT player Megan Rapinoe here in this video. Yes, Megan Rapinoe, who is no longer playing soccer, actually has now made her next move. And she's coming to a screen near you. Now, we all know that Megan Rapinoe is a lesbian. Megan Rapinoe was a soccer player. Now, Megan Rapinoe is actually going to put that right up in front of your face and drive it down your throat. Yes, because Megan Rapinoe and her partner, Sue Bird, they're actually going to be making a TV series. Now, I don't know what network this is actually going to be on, but they're going to be pushing the LGBT alphabet mafia agenda right down your throats. Now, when Megan Rapinoe was playing, she was definitely, man, in my opinion, the wokest athlete out there. Right before she actually retired, she actually started pushing for transgenders, men identifying as women, to come over into women's sports. Now, that was pretty safe for her to say, considering, you know, that she was actually going to be retiring. Maybe now she's going to go all in on that. But it definitely seems like this TV show, whatever it's going to be called, is actually going to be more of a biographic about her. It definitely seems like it's going to focus on her relationship with Sue Bird. However, I believe since Sue Bird was actually in WNBA, I believe this is actually going to be about two females on a soccer team. Yeah. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday starts at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. Megan Rapinoe and partner Sue Bird to create TV show about lesbian soccer players. Yes, because, you know, the message is the most important thing now to Megan Rapinoe. She's going to push this down your throats. Says here, retired soccer player Megan Rapinoe and her partner Sue Bird are working on a television series about lesbian athletes based on a novel called Cleat Cute. The Washington Examiner reported on Friday. Quote, Rapinoe and her partner Sue Bird's production company, A Touch More, will create the series, the Examiner said. Meryl Wilsner, the author of Cleat Cute, writes happily ever afters for queer folks who love women, according to the Amazon site. Wow. Wow. Yeah. And if you look here, you can see Sue Bird, Megan Rapinoe. And this is the novel here by Meryl Wilsner about two lesbian soccer players. Megan Rapinoe is bringing that to light. Yeah. And now, by the way, nobody seems to be interested in this thing. Look at the comments here on it. Can't wait to not watch this. LOL. Next person says on Disney, right? I don't know if it's on Disney, but definitely sounds like something Disney would actually be pushing on everyone. Man. But anyway, let's get back to it over here. It continues on. The Examiner article continued. The story centers on two players on the same team, Grace and Phoebe, who fall in love as they prepare to compete for the World Cup. Future Shack, the company that produced Fox's Murder in a Small Town and Good Cop, Bad Cop on the CW and Roku, is also involved. Quote, "We are thrilled to be working with Future Shack to bring Meryl Wilson's wonderful book to life. Having spent most of our lives on teams, we want to celebrate the ways in which relationships, both romantic and platonic, are organically uncreated through sports," Rapino and Bird said in a statement. Cleek Cute will not shy away from the messiness, occasional frustration, and undeniable beauty that comes with loving the game and the players within it. Yikes. Yikes. Now, I'm wondering, man, if there's going to be some national anthem protesting here in this. I know it's adopted on the book, but I'm pretty sure Megan Rapinoe and Sue Bird are definitely going to put their spin on this. I expect to see, you know, national anthem protests, wokeness, all this other stuff. Megan Rapinoe is so despicable, man. Who is actually going to watch this? That's what I'm curious about. Who is going to watch this? I mean, there doesn't really seem to be a market for this, in my opinion. Because every single time, man, you have some type of an LGBT alphabet mafia movie, it bombs, it loses money. TV shows, nobody watches. I don't expect anybody to actually watch this. I mean, this is nothing more than woke propaganda put out there by Megan Rapinoe. This is her next move, man. This is her next move. This just makes me want to vomit right now, guys, talking about this. I find Megan Rapinoe to be extremely repulsive. Very repulsive. I wouldn't be surprised, guys, if there was actually a lesbian. Not a lesbian, but a transgender in this. There actually may be a transgender on a soccer team in this TV show. I don't think it's going to do well, because one thing we know about alphabet movies and TV shows, the alphabet community doesn't show up to actually watch it. There was a movie called Bros. It was a gay comedy, came out, what, last year, year before last? It completely bombed. Why? Because nobody wanted to watch it. Even gay people didn't want to watch it. And I don't think anybody's going to watch this either. I really don't. So this is nothing more than another grift. Megan Rapinoe going to put her spin on this. And boy, this is just, ugh. Megan Rapinoe makes me want to vomit. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we will catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.